This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now, and I'm not sure where he is. He keeps moving around. But joining me now from, he is the student of the gun. He's the professor. He is Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, is it Full Auto Friday or Freaky Friday or what Friday?
Do you want it to be Full Auto Friday? If you want it to be Full Auto Friday, cue that up and let it fly.
Yeah, it could be Full Auto Friday,
well,
man.
Push
it
your button. Be. You've got the button. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Professor has more sound effects on his box than I do on mine. So I'll be sitting over here having sound effect envy. Or would it be box envy? I don't know. I've got some sort of envy. Anyway, before the show, we were sort of ranting. And I'll tell you something. I became aware of what you're – I was at a funeral where a officer – well, he was – He retired in the Air Force, and he had an Air Force honor guard. They, first of all, they looked like they were children to me. Mm-hmm. But the senior airman that was in charge of the detail, in his dress uniform, and they all of them in their dress uniforms, there were little deviations between. It wasn't uniform, right? Some mm-hmm. of them had their ribbons. Yeah. Some of them didn't. The ones that I saw one person just take everything off and just sit there blank. But the senior airman in charge had an earring in both ears. He was a young black trooper, but his hat was resting well off of his head because of his haircut. And he had rings and a watch showing in his dress uniform. And I'm just sitting there going, you know I've been out of the Army for 32 years, but I mean, what's going on here? And
brother.
And they're, as far as their, you know, whenever I see an honor guard, I'm expecting to see a little bit of snap and a little bit of, you know, dress right dress and everything else.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Dude, I was part of an honor guard when I was on the forest hall. We used to do burials at sea. People would call me on that night. They don't still do that. And yes, they do, you moron. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. They don't drop bodies in the water anymore. What they do is they if you're like an officer or a career, you know, like a master chief or something like that, and you put it in your will that you wanted to be buried at sea, what they would do was they would take your ashes in an urn out to sea. And if we were going to do like a short hop, like a one day thing, you know, they would arrange it and the family would come out. And of course, you have the Marine detachment do the honor guard, do the 21 gun salute.
Right.
And, we would go out there and do that. And our stuff had to be tight. Of course, we had discipline. We had freaking discipline in our bodies. And, that's when I also learned about, wetting your palms on the dress gloves. Cause the, you had to wear the white dress gloves.
Right.
With your dress blues. But those things are cotton. and you don't get any purchase with those at all. And we used M14s for the ceremonial rifles. And of course, you're shooting blanks, so the blank will not cycle the gun. If you guys ever watch a 21 gun salute and you want to know whether it's real or contrived, watch the dudes and see if they come up and work the action with their hands between shots.
Why? Will they not let them use a blank adapter in those because of the...
No, because that looks like crap.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
because
yeah, that... Oh, yeah, a BFA would look like trash. Yeah, BFA would look like trash. So, yeah, you have to go through that whole, you know, the whole order of arms. And, of course, you have a sergeant or a corporal with a, you know, he's got a sword and he does the whole thing. And but, yeah, I learned to wet the palm of my gloves. First time I'd ever did that, one of the old seasoned guys is like, wet the palms of your gloves so you can hold on to that thing. And we were also taught, look, if you miss... When you're chambering, you know, when you're rechambering,
right?
Just fake it. Just throw it up in your shoulder and fake it. Don't try and screw it up, or you know. They said because if you try and do it a second time, you'll jam it for sure. And so we would just pray that, you know, out of seven, we would do seven guys and we would fire three volleys. So you know the NCO in charge is just praying that there was never a time that. Everybody didn't get theirs, you know.
Well, that was the other thing. See, the deceased was in his dress blues for he started out in the Marine Corps, made staff sergeant there, and then he finished his time out in the Air Force. Don't ask me, I don't know. He was in the Korea War, the Vietnam War. This dude he's been out there and chewed some dirt. He was in his dress blues as a Marine, and he had on the white gloves. And these guys show up and they don't have on any gloves. They move, you know, I'm used to watching like the silent. When I was in, I tried to drill with the same kind of precision as the silent drill team. I would see them and I, you know, when I marched, I wanted to march and I wanted to look smart.
Oh, yeah. You move tight.
Yeah.
You move like robots. We had a silent, when I was on the forest hall, we had a silent drill team. And those guys, fortunately, I wasn't on it. Because it's not the Punani magnet that you think it is. You know, the uniform in itself is the Punani magnet, but those guys would bust their butts. Like when the rest of us were on off time, they'd be up in the hangar bay drilling. I guess they all got letters of commendation in their service jackets and stuff for being on the silent building. But yeah, I was on the. I did some burials at sea, and so I know. But yeah, we're talking about the lack of discipline and how the military has just turned into just a fornication show anymore. It's just it's sad. It's pathetic. I don't know how we get it back. I don't know, brother.
Well, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with the people that are the young people of today. I mean, that's the pool.
Well, right? Young people. The thing is, young people are going to do what they're taught. It's like a kid. A kid is going to get away with whatever a kid can get away with, and you know that's the nature of a kid. Is they're gonna do the least amount of work there to get away with as much chicanery as they can get away with, and it's up to the adults to make them do it. Well, that's the problem with the military. We don't have any adults in charge anymore. What we have is we have a bunch of politically correct chair warming pokes, and. They're instructed by the people in Virginia. Well, the Navy's in Virginia, but they're instructed by the people in the Pentagon and wherever their commands are. And they've turned our military into this social experiment.
Right.
You know, all of the psychotic liberal lunacy that they want to force on the American people, but they can't force it on them. They force it on the military.
Hang on right there.
And I've seen that. Yeah, all right.
Hang on right there. We got to take a break. We'll pick this up on the other side. Good conversation to have. Paul Markle is the original student of the gun. He teaches you how to handle a gun. He has classes. He has instruction. He has written I don't know how many books. I mean, it's... And plus, the media presence. We'll get to that later on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Paul Markle. He is the student of the gun. And we're just sort of ranting. Because today's military, I mean, do you, besides these guys that you were just telling me about, the CBs that you were telling me about, do you ever get around any military personnel now on a regular basis? This was the first time in years I'd been around military personnel.
Yeah, I haven't. When I was a military contractor, I was around them all the time, like full time all the time.
Right.
And that when the discussion we had, I was teaching these guys. I was actually teaching them small arms and tactics, and I had a conversation with a guy about a 240 machine gun, and how he told me that it was a defensive weapon. And I said, first of all, I didn't know what that was. I was like, you know, as a Marine infantryman, I was like, all right, go ahead and enlighten me there, Sparky. And he's like, oh, yeah, you just use them for defense. And I was like, okay. And he said to me, he goes, yeah, you don't carry something like that on patrol. It's just too heavy. And I was like, I don't even know how to answer that. A, you're wrong. And B, you're weak. And C, you need better training. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you out there, brother. I was like freaking Hulk Hogan. That was during the height of GWAT. That's not even now. So I can't even imagine the fornication show that it is now. I mean, I actually just talked to a person who just got out of the Coast Guard. And I know the Coast Guard's kind of like military light. You know, they always have been. But I always have a little bit of extra respect for the Coast Guard because prior to GWAT, when we were in just, you know, kind of the downtime between wars, the Coast Guard was the only ones that were actually out doing real stuff.
Right.
The rest of us were just practicing, you know. And then, of course, that all ended. But I talked to this person. They told me what it was like in the active duty Coast Guard, and it was pathetic. It was just, I'm not going to get into details, but it was pathetic. And I'm not surprised because all of the hardcore, serious, motivated people in the military got out because they don't need this, you know. Like, I don't need this Mickey Mouse horse crap. Sorry, peace out, bye. And the people who stayed are the ones who didn't mind the Mickey Mouse crap. They didn't mind the PC games. They didn't mind the wokeness because they're pensioners. I hated those people when I was in. I hated them when I was active duty, and I hated them when I was a contractor. These freaking pensioners, the ones that are just hanging around, doing the least amount of work, skating, not making decisions. If I make a decision, someone might not like it, and then I might not get my goodies.
Oh, no.
So I'm not going to make any decision. Those kind of people. And you say, well, it's not your business. Well, it is my business as a citizen. Let me tell you what, citizens of the United States of America, your military has been neutered. Okay? Think about it. If you ever worked on a farm, they cut the testicles off your military and they threw them to the hogs. And the hogs have eaten them.
Mm.
And you say, well, that's just the world we live in today. Well, that's the world that you live in. And we here in America. But let me tell you what. The Chi-Coms and the Russians aren't playing those games. You're like, oh, we're way better than them. We'll destroy them. Really? With what? with political correctness? Are we going to make the Russians sit down and have a safety stand down to talk about gender equality? Is that what we're going to do? Are we going to challenge them to a gender equality, you know, I don't know, debate? No. There are people, you know, we live in a rock and stone world, and there are people in the world that could give two craps about your gender sensitivity training. I guarantee you, as much as you've been ginned up to hate Putin, isn't it funny how we didn't have to hate him 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden when a Democrat got, do you ever notice that the world becomes a more dangerous place every time Democrats are in power?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have.
So I guarantee you the Chi-Coms and the Russian troops, you know, whether you hate them or not, like, I hate them and I hate Putin. Good. Congratulations. I'm sure he loses sleep at night, you know, knowing that American Karens hate him. Their troops aren't out. you know, doing safety stand downs to talk about gender equality studies. They're learning how to kill. And
so
it's a hard world we live in.
I'm curious because if you've ever done it, I've never caught it. When you're doing student under the gun, do you do your own point counterpoint the way you're doing this right now?
Oh, absolutely. I do the voices. Yeah.
Okay.
When I do an Australian accent, every time I do an Australian accent, a koala dies. But that's okay because they're a bunch of filthy buggers riddled with chlamydia.
That's something.
Koalas are just a bunch.
I never.
They're drug addicted. Oh yeah. Okay. Don't ever let a koala pee in your face. You'll get chlamydia from them. They're just a bunch of drug addicted teddy bears.
You can't imagine how scarce koalas are here in South Carolina. They're probably scared. What state do you live in now? Is it Idaho now?
Of confusion.
Yeah.
No, not Idaho. I'm a Wyoming native. Wyoming native. But don't worry, wherever my feet are planted, that is America.
That's America. America.
That's right. If I'm standing on it, it's America.
I hear you. We're coming up on the break, so but I want to preface this. So as a guy who teaches, you know, I love the way James Jager used to put it. He taught good people how to kill bad people.
And good people to kill bad people.
You're one of those guys that teaches good people to kill bad people. And recently, there's been a study that came out. And this was by something called Just Facts. And did you look into that since I talked to you?
Actually, no, because okay, I was writing a book.
I'm going to, the next book. I will bring you up to speed on that when we get back. Before we go into break, for those of you looking for Paul Markle, you have to go to studentofthegun.com. This is a hub from whence spins a mighty empire of all kinds of things, of teaching aids, of books, of information, and media. He's got media. How many different kind of media do you have? You got a podcast?
Oh, I do it all, man. Video, audio, podcast. Written, the written word. Yeah, I even do the written word.
And I've caught him in rare form today. This is, I'm having a lot of fun with Mr. Markle today. So, especially, maybe I can get him back into the point counterpoint voices in just a minute. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials in New York are warning of extreme weather in the Buffalo area and urging residents to take the winter storm seriously. The commissioner of the Erie County Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services and the National Weather Service noted some areas could still get up to 4 feet of snow when the storm wraps up. As the storm hammers the area, this man shares his priorities with Fox News.
Just keeping her driveway clean and taking care of the cats.
On Friday, the United States Forest Service arrived in Washington, D.C. with a 2022 Capitol Christmas tree.
Woo!
This tree comes from Pisgah National Forest in North Carolina. The tree's decorations will include over 7,500 handmade ornaments. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Paul Markle. He is the student of the gun. And the way I got him on the show tonight was I intrigued him by telling him about this new – well, it's not a new study. The FBI does a uniform crime report every year, right? You've seen that.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing it for decades.
Yes. Well, they changed the way they changed the reporting method this year. And well, they changed the reporting method in 2021. And the problem with the figures that we have right now is that only about 60% of all law enforcement agencies actually reported. And some of that, we're talking about 8,000 police agencies, including, but not limited to, the NYPD and the LAPD. So when we're out there and we have, when they're reporting homicides, like right now, the reported number of homicides with 60% of the vote in is 14,700 something, with 60% of the vote in. So Just Facts went out there and they counted the death certificates due to homicide, taking out justifiable homicide by citizen and justifiable homicide by police officer. And they came up with a total more akin to 24,000. So then they did a little bit of math and they've come up with this figure that if the crime rate stays the way it is currently tracking, that we, as the, and to give it a little context, they say the average person on Facebook has 338 friends. So that means that there's a high likelihood that they themselves or two people they know are going to be murdered in their lifetime. They'll be living their best life, and suddenly they'll be murdered and it'll be cut short. And I know there's a lot of caveats to that, but as a person that trains people to be armed, you know, for armed self-defense, which armed self-defense is it's a completely different animal than any sort of hand-to-hand combat, because hand-to-hand combat in and of itself is not fatal. On introduction, right?
Generally, yeah.
So, when you look at that and everything, are you going to change what you teach? Or, I mean, is it going to be based on where your students come from? Because I would imagine the numbers are, like, where you live, nothing changed for you.
No. No, and what we're seeing is we're seeing the cities devolve into these cesspools. You know, there's also another study out there. When these limey scumbags and frogs from Europe, when they're like, they stick their noses in there and they're like, oh, your murder rate in America, isn't it? It's like, okay, calm down, freak. Number one, we're not disarmed slaves, we're socialists. But number two, if you remove the top 10 most populous cities from the studies and surveys,
right?
The United States of America is one of the most, the safest place. We dropped to like the bottom of the list in homicides. You know, we're down there with, like, I don't know, whatever, your favorite Caribbean island. Although Caribbean islands are generally very dangerous. Yeah. Do not leave the resort property in Jamaica, just letting you know. But anyway, yeah, if you take out the top 10 metropolitan areas, in the murder rate just dropped dramatically. So it's absolutely based on where you live. And it's not lost on me that every major metropolitan area is, because when you pile people on top of each other, we've known this literally for thousands of years. Go back and listen to Socrates and Plato and Thucydides and all those guys. We've known that the more people you pile on top of each other like rats in a city, the worse your crime rate's going to become, and the more, I guess, victimized your citizens will become. Now, look at the people in New York. Look at the people in L.A. Look at the people in Chicago. They keep reelecting criminals,
yeah,
and communists over and over and over and over and over again, and it's like it is the definition of insanity, and they expect something different. And what's crazy to me, and I'm sure to you too, is you and I lived through the 70s. We lived through the 80s. We remember what New York was like. We, you know, the movie The Warriors,
it was
a little campy,
yeah,
you know, with the baseball guys and the stuff. I don't think a lot of street gangs took the time to put on makeup before they went out.
They color-coordinated outfits.
No, color-coordinated uniforms.
Yeah.
But the truth, or look at Hill Street Blues. You know, Hill Street Blues was based on what was going on, and it wasn't that far off. New York was crazy in the 70s and 80s. It was exceedingly dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
That's when we got the Bernie Getz, you know, shooting the dude with the, they're like, he only had a screwdriver. That used to be the preferred murder weapon of street thugs in New York, was a sharpened screwdriver.
I always thought Death Wish was not that far off.
Yeah, Death Wish. Yeah, Death Wish. There's a reason all these things existed. Because New York was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
A horrible crime ridden. And then Giuliani cleaned it up. And then the successors, they basically piggybacked off of him. And well, look what we had. They got Giuliani out. And then they had communists. They had the communist Bloomberg. He was a rhino. He was an RIN, you know, Republican in name only. He was a scumbag. He still is a scumbag, you know. He's not dead yet. Then they had the full-blown communist Bozo. And then he left. And now they've got this former police guy. And they're like, hey, he's a law and order candidate. No, he's not. He's a freaking Democrat. He's a socialist. He's Mr. The reason, you know, oh, too many guns. Yeah, that's it. That's it exactly. That's it exactly. It's not because you're a bunch of scumbag Democrats and you coddle. It's not because you coddle your criminals. Well, we did a story, I don't know, a year or so ago about a bank robber that robbed three banks in 1 week, and he kept getting caught and they kept just releasing him. And he would go out and rob a bank the next day. I think he robbed four before the judge finally said, maybe we shouldn't just let him go. I don't know, maybe. And you wonder why crime is out of control in New York? People are getting stabbed and shot and all kinds of stuff on the subways and everywhere. And they can't pass enough laws fast enough to make the crime go away. Shockingly. Shockingly.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the thing I'm thinking. I'm thinking where you have a lot of crime right now, that's where most of this, the numbers are going to be driven. If it is one in 179, at the same time, that is a horrific statistic. But
oh yeah, it's a horrific statistic.
Yeah.
But look at Portland. Look at Seattle. They're war zones. They made Beirut in the 80s look nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Have you looked at any pictures of Beirut lately?
Well, I mean, Beirut. Beirut's why I joined the military, the Marine Corps bombing.
Beirut's nice.
Well, I haven't now. Checked it lately. I tell you what, though, we're coming up on the next break, so if you will, you can tell me about Beirut when we get back. You can check out Mr. Markle at studentofthegun.com. There, that is the launch pad of the multifaceted entity that he is. He and his sons, Jared and Zach, I mean, they've got their hands in so many different things that to help you out as a gun owner you can't imagine. A shooter, you want to know self-defense, tactics, that kind of thing, you can find it there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paul Markle. Did you hear me almost sound like Foster Brooks there for a second?
Oh, you just lost 98%. No, 87% of your audience.
Well, they don't know. They would have to go back and watch. What was it? All I ever saw him on was on game shows.
Johnny Carson?
Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah.
He did the talk show, but he did a lot of game shows. He was always a drunk in his
Hollywood Squares
fiction. Yeah, Hollywood Squares.
Yeah,
him and Paul Lynn and all that other guys. What have they missed?
If
they had stuff like that, I believe that we wouldn't be worried about today's military.
Oh yeah, I tell you what, we weren't so easily offended.
Those were the heady days.
You know, you asked me if we changed or we altered anything, and I haven't changed or altered anything, but what we do, we do things a little bit differently as Student of the Gun. And because, you know, there's a big difference between gunfighting and gun playing and recreational shooting and sports shooting and so on and so forth. But what's strange, to me at least, is that people will engage in sporting or competition activities, believing that they're preparing themselves for mortal combat. And nothing could be farther from the truth. And I'll give you a great example. When we conduct our pistol classes, for instance, I don't have designated yard lines. I never tell people stand on the 3-yard line or 4-yard line or 5-yard line or whatever, 7-yard line. And I just say, come up and stand by that rocker. You know, I walk up and I'll stretch my arms out and say, everybody stand by me. And the reason is like, yeah, I want you, because you're like, oh, you have to have designated yard lines with the yellow paint and the da da da. And I was like, so in a gunfight, where's the 5-yard line? How do I find the 3-yard line or the 7-yard line in a gunfight?
Listen, you can't be injecting that Bruce Lee combat mindset into these people.
And we don't use timers. I don't use a timer for anything. Because that's a game toy. And they're like, no, you have to be able to judge people's capabilities. If you can't, as an instructor, if you can't judge their capabilities based upon watching and observing them, you're a crap instructor.
And people say, oh, no, you absolutely have to have a timer because otherwise, how do you gauge your students? How do I gauge my students? I freaking observe them. That's how I gauge them because I'm a professional instructor. But, yeah, we don't use timers. We don't use yard lines. And you know, I just wrote a book recently. I wrote four books this summer. I think it was four books this summer. And one of them is called The Martial Application of the Pistol. And it's about fighting with a gun in your hand. And it's martial. It means to fight.
M-A-R-T-I-A-L. That martial.
Not the S one.
War.
But yeah, martial. War. Like martial arts.
Yes.
Like war. Yeah, exactly. Like fighting. And it dumbfounds me that people get all twisted around the axle and they want to engage in gamesmanship or competition things. And they try and, well, I mean, that'll help me fight. If I ever have to fight with a gun, just, you know, my split times are going to help me succeed. No, they're not.
Let me ask you a question. Now, I see some of these guys try they get people out there. And when they do it, if I'm in the class, I just look at the guy like he's lost his damn mind. But they get out there and they say, okay, we're going to do a 100-yard sprint to mimic the adrenaline dump you're going to be going through, the breathing and everything you're going to be going through. Now, see, I don't have knees anymore. I have things that look like knees, but they're not knees. Mm-hmm. They don't function like knees. As a matter of fact, when I stand up, my left knee sometimes sounds like a suppressed 30-06. It just pops, just, you know, pow. And so, no, I'm not going to be running to do that kind of stuff. And do you do that?
No, there's a place for that, but not in a basic handgun class, not a fighting handgun class. The truth of the matter is, if you've got students, they're going to be in a state of anxiety anyway.
Right.
Because most of them are strangers to each other. And human beings don't want to perform poorly in front of strangers.
Right.
There's psychiatry behind that.
Yep.
And they also don't want to perform poorly in front of the subject matter expert, which is me. Hi. And so they have a form of anxiety already. But that's fine. The main thing we need to teach people is we need to teach them. We need to get them into we need to train their neuromuscular pathways. And then we also need to get them to the point where they're making mistakes on the range. And yeah, I want them to make mistakes. I absolutely want them to make mistakes.
Right.
Because it's only by making those mistakes that they'll make corrections. They'll realize that they needed to make corrections and that'll stick with them. So you just have to figure out a way to challenge the student to the point where they make a mistake or they're not perfect or they miss. You know, we get people that'll, every once in a while you get somebody that want to shoot so super slow because they're trying to impress you with a super tight group. And there's nothing wrong with a tight group. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But in order to get that guy to open up his group or miss, you have to do different things. Number one, make him take his left hand off the gun. It's amazing how the shot groups open up when you make them take their left hand off the gun.
Right.
Now, conversely, the funny thing is I found for over years and years that if you make someone shoot only with their support hand, they usually surprise themselves by how well they did it. And you ask them, you say, why do you think you did so well? And they're like, wow, I knew that since it was in my other hand and I never shoot with that other hand, I really needed to focus hard on the fundamentals. Like, you mean like you should do all the time?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
When I stick it out there with weak hand, my weak hand is steadier than my dominant hand. I don't know how to explain it, but it just is. It's like I'm more relaxed with it. I'm not doing anything. It's probably subconscious. You're probably right. There's probably some psychology
probably.
In there. Yeah. That's the next book you should write.
I've got two books in the works right now. Three, actually. I'm lying.
Right.
Well, one's actually just waiting for photos. So it's done. It just needs photos.
How many books have you written? Do you know?
More than 30.
More than 30 books.
More than 30.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't know about all the books you've written. Last time I ran into you was SHOT Show, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Probably.
Every time I see Paul, Paul will slip me a morale patch. He's always got like, and he's never slipped me the same one twice. I don't know how that worked out. But anyway, he slipped me one that said, fighting solves everything. And I stuck that on one of my Vertex bags. And wherever I go, everybody loves that patch. And I just tell them, well, my good buddy Paul slipped that to me.
We might have some still in stock. Tell people to go to fightingsolves.com.
Do you have, is that a website?
Yeah, fightingsolves.com takes you to everything, to Fighting Solves Everything.
Yes.
And you can get the book and the patch and the, all that.
I think it is very important that we point this out. Now, while Paul has certainly had a much more broad career across the armed services than I ever imagined, but Paul teaches people to gunfight. And Paul trains to gunfight. And at the same time, this is all to have that's because you got to develop capacity to do that, which Paul teaches. Paul has it. I think I have it. But at the same time, I'm never going to hear about you getting in a gunfight because you are too busy watching out. And nobody is out there. You don't go out every day going, well, I hope somebody tries to take my parking space. I'm going to go fill your hand, and then I'm going to blow them out of their saddle. It'll just be like I was Charles Bronson. Anyway, just wanted to point that out. We're about to run out of time.
I know we are. This is fastest hour in radio.
I know. It's. Well, I'm too busy laughing at you because of your voices. But thank you for joining me today, sir.
You're certainly welcome.
Yes.
I hope we've covered all the bases, or at least more than you anticipated.
We've covered all the bases that we were going to cover in an hour. Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten from Amaland.com. Check out Paul at studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.